As best I can remember, it was 1825. You can say that I am lucky, for I'm here and still alive. He built a handsome fortune, robbing travelers passing through. Now Billy Potts' story I'll pass along to you. He had himself a tavern down in southern Illinois. There he took himself a wife, and they had a little boy. On the corner of the crossroads, north and south and east and west. But beware of your demise if you stayed there as his guest. The area's like heaven, known for many wondrous things. Lush forests, rolling mountains, and its many crystal springs. It's here he plied his trade, and my dear friends, I'll let you know. His guests would leave this heaven, and to the one above they'd go. Now Billy had a gushing spring not too far from his shop. And he would take his guests out back there and he'd show it off a lot. But by this natural fountain, my dear friends, I'll set you wise, was where his many trusting guests would meet with their demise. It was many a weary traveler would stop to rest a spell. And friendly Mr. Potts, you know, he treated them quite well. Why not plan to stay for dinner? You know, my wife's a real good cook. And then he would suggest the spring, hey, come on, let's take a look. But as his guests would marvel, Bill would shoot them in the back. Then rob them of their earthly goods, whatever they had packed. And once the deed was finished and their souls had been dispatched, he would cover up their bodies underneath a bramble patch. A few short years would pass, and now his boy was almost grown. He got tired of the family life and set off for parts unknown. He grew to be quite wealthy as a gambler, swindler, cheat. But after 20 years, his aged parents longed to meet. He put on 50 pounds, he'd grown a beard, so as a gag. I'll bet that I can fool my folks, he reportedly would brag. So to his boyhood home, he then decided he would go. But just how well his trick would work, he had no way to know. As he walked into the tavern, Billy met him with a smile. You look like you could use a rest. Why not plan to stay a while? The topic of the spring came up, and not knowing his own son. As the two men walked down to it, Bill would stop and draw his gun. Then, like so many times before, Bill shot him in the back. And the wealthy stooge before him had now fallen in his tracks. He robbed him of his silver, and he robbed him of his gold. And buried this new victim before he'd gotten cold. But word had gotten round that Bill had murdered his own son. He said, I won't hear none of that, and I'll silence all your fun. So back into the forest, aging Billy then did strut. With a shovel in his hand, his latest victim to dig up. But when the corpse was brought for his associates to see, his wife began to cry and said, this man belongs to thee. She said, I recognize those scars, and this part is quite sad. For I put them there myself when I beat him as a lad. Billy was distraught by this latest revelation, and finally had swore off what had become his life's vocation. And now with Billy home all day, a change came in my life. For I was the secret lover of Billy's cheating wife. The social scene was changing, and it was time for me to leave. There wasn't time to say goodbye, and there wasn't time to grieve. It wasn't long thereafter Bill would reach the promised land, when a group of vigilantes took the law into their hands. I've never since been back there. I don't know if it still stands. The place where trusting travelers met death at Billy's hands. Where the forest floor is scattered with the blood of decades past. We may not know their names, but their story sure will last.